So what is it that we have been learning this morning so far? We are seeking to learn that celebrating God's gifts brings real joy. But here's the question. We've heard this word, contentment, quite a lot this morning, haven't we? And it occurs to me that we haven't actually figured out what contentment, the word, actually means. So does anybody know what contentment actually means? Yeah, Natalie, what is it? Being happy with what you've got. That's a really good way of describing it. And it's kind of a quiet, settled happiness. A happiness which kind of just lays on your life, if you like, and just kind of characterizes someone. That's the kind of idea of contentment. But where did this idea of contentment come from? Do you remember way back at the very beginning of the service, all the 40 minutes ago now, Lois read us a reading from 1 Timothy, actually, chapter 6. Do you remember that? The first thing that she read was Paul, who's writing this, saying, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." What does that mean? Godliness with contentment is great gain. Well, actually, that's one of the reasons why we've been learning what we've been learning this morning, because in a way, another way of saying that godliness with contentment is great gain is that celebrating God's gifts brings real joy. Let me see if we can try and understand that a little bit better. I wonder if you've ever had an experience a little bit like this, a little bit like mine. When I was growing up, in fact, actually, it's still true now, my favourite pudding in the world was sticky toffee pudding. Still is. It's absolutely amazing, and particularly my mum's sticky toffee pudding, which was incredible. It was just the right level of stickiness, just the right level of kind of gooey toffiness, and with cream or custard, it's absolutely amazing. It really is. In fact, I've almost completely forgotten what everything else I was going to say. It's so good. And I can remember one Sunday lunch when my mum had made a really big sticky toffee pudding. And we had some friends over for lunch from church. And I was really excited. We got home and the smell started wafting through the house. And I could smell it. And I thought, yes, I'm going to be able to eat some sticky toffee pudding. And I even ate less main course because I knew pudding was coming. And then it got served into my bowl. And I was like, yes, it's so good, it's so sticky, it's so tasty, I can't wait to eat it. And I was really happy as my dad passed me the bowl. And then my dad served my brother. And he served him more. And I could see really clearly that the spoonful of sticky toffee pudding that was going into his bowl was way bigger than the spoonful of sticky toffee pudding that got in my bowl. And I couldn't believe it. I was really cross. How come he gets more than me? You remember when Mike got the sketches this morning may have been semi-autobiographical? You remember when Mike got his bar of chocolate? Do you remember how he felt when he got given it? When he got given his bar of chocolate to begin with? Can anyone remember how he felt, what he said? Yeah, how did he feel? He was really happy, wasn't he? He was like, yes, I'm really looking forward to eating this. And then something happened that made Mike not happy. What happened? Yeah, Karis, what happened? Rachel got something much bigger, didn't she? She got way more. It was like me and my brother with the sticky toffee pudding. And he was looking at what Rachel had, and he was not happy anymore with what he had. You see, that's one of the interesting things about this idea of contentment. One of the things that can take contentment away, that can stop us from being happy with what we have, is when we focus on what we don't have. And that's what Mike was doing. And if you think about it, as you think about your friends and your family or even yourself in every day, you know that this is the kind of thing we see all over the place, isn't it? People are not happy with what they have. They want something more. They want a bigger house. They want a bigger car. They want more toys. They want more sticky toffee pudding. It's just not enough. But one of the things that Paul wants us to learn, excuse me, is that everything that we get, everything that we have, is a gift. Everything we have is a gift. That sticky toffee pudding that I was really crossed because I didn't have it, I thought I didn't have as much of, was a gift from my parents. My mum had worked hard to make it, and they were giving it to me. And everything that we have, whether it's life or breath or our toys or our possessions or our jobs or our families or our friends, everything we have is something that's given to us by God. And we are learning, aren't we, that the secret of contentment is that celebrating God's gifts brings real joy. So remembering that the things we have are given to us by God is one of the key things about how we be content. But actually, that's not quite enough, is it? Because just having that sticky toffee pudding was great. In the end, I got over my crossness and I started eating it. And about 10 seconds later, I'd finished eating it. And it was amazing for 10 seconds, but then I was looking at my bowl and my brother was still going. He was still eating his, because he had more than me. And I was really cross then, because I'd finished my sticky toffee pudding and I didn't have any left. As I say, the sketches this morning may have been semi-autobiographical. I was really cross because it had run out, it had gone. And do you remember there was something else happened, didn't it? Rachel was really happy at the end of the first story, wasn't she, when she got that really big bar of chocolate. But then she came back and she was not happy. Can anyone remember why? Why, Tom, why wasn't she happy? She wanted more. She'd eaten it. I don't know how she did it. That bar of chocolate was the biggest bar of chocolate I've ever seen. We sang two songs and it was gone. Incredible. Amazing chocolate-eating skills. But it had gone. And that's one of the things, isn't it? Sometimes we can be content when we focus on the fact that everything we have is a gift. But then sometimes those good gifts don't last long, do they? We get given a bar of chocolate and it goes. We get given sticky toffee pudding and we finish it. And discontentment, unhappiness can come in, not when we're focusing on what we don't have, but actually when we focus on what we have and how it finishes, how it runs out. And this is really hard, because good things do come to an end, don't they? Friendships come to an end. Sticky toffee pudding comes to an end. Chocolate bars come to an end. Our new car stops being quite as new. Our new gadget isn't the newest on the market anymore. It starts to slow down. And we can celebrate these good things that God gives us, but it's just not quite enough. And that is why Paul talks about not running after money, that the love of money is the root of all evil, because he knows that if we run after things which we can enjoy, but that will not last, we will damage ourselves. And so instead, can anyone remember what Paul said we should take hold of? What did he say? He said, you take hold of something. It's a long time ago, I know, I'm asking a difficult question. Can any of the adults remember it? Shout it out if you can. Take hold of eternal life. I'm sorry, Bethany, you've got your hand up and I didn't notice. I'm sorry. Yeah, eternal life. Was that what you were going to say? Yes, of course it was. Eternal life, yes. That's what Paul says we should take hold of. Now, my final question for you. What does eternal mean? What does eternal mean? Yeah, what does eternal mean? It means it keeps on going forever. That's what eternal means. So when Paul says, take hold of eternal life, he is giving us the cure to the problem when all those good things start running out. That's amazing, isn't it? We can have something from God, a good gift which lasts forever, and he calls it eternal life, which in the Bible is another way of talking about being in a right relationship with God. That is what is so wonderful about the message of Jesus. It is all about knowing him for all eternity. Someone who is so valuable and something that can never end. And he gives this to us as a gift if we will accept it. That is why Jesus came and died and rose again. It was so that he could win a relationship for us, because we often focus on the things that God gives us instead of the one who gives them. We focus on the things, these are good things, but we focus on them so much that we forget the God who gives them in the first place. And that makes God sad and angry. But God sends Jesus so that he could die and rise again, so that he could receive the punishment we deserve from God, so that we could be in a right relationship with him forever, and so we can take hold of eternal life. Celebrating God's gift of Jesus brings real joy. And so I guess the question for all of us, whatever age you are this morning, is, will you take hold of that gift? Will you take hold of God's gift of eternal life in Jesus? Because there is unhappiness and discontentment everywhere, isn't there, when you think about it? Whether you're at school or at home or at work, people are cross about what they don't have. People are sad when what they do have doesn't last. Our world is driven by it. We want new technology. We want faster things. We want new politics when things get a bit, we feel like things are a bit old or things aren't working. We want new jobs. We want new things all the time. But Paul wants us to know that godliness with contentment is great gain, because celebrating God's gift of Jesus brings real joy. Shall we say a prayer together before we sing for the final time? Father in heaven, we thank you that you have offered us this wonderful gift of eternal life, relationship with you because of Jesus. Please would you help us to take hold of that. Maybe for the first time this morning, please would you help us to take hold of it. Or for the thousandth or more time, please would you help us to keep remembering to celebrate your good gift of us to us in Jesus that brings real joy. Amen.